Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, when the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. I am so excited about the supernatural revelation that my guest, Joel Richardson, has had in understanding the end times. Joel, Daniel talks about understanding the end times, and how he talks about the scroll, which would be the scriptures, will not be understood until the time of the end. Comment on that.
Thank you, Sid. This is an incredibly important scripture that many interpreters over the past 50 years, and really even down through church history, have ignored, because it specifically says that at the time of the end, and it even says, those of your brothers that sleep in the dust of the ground will awaken. This is talking about the end times, the time when the resurrection of the dead takes place. It says that in the last days, this book would be unsealed and understood. And as much as possible, I try to adhere to a historical Christian orthodoxy. I try not to, make up my own doctrines. I want to adhere to those things that have been believed by the church down through history. But if there has ever been a verse which essentially invites a contrarian interpretation, this verse says that down through history, the church has believed that the book of Daniel was largely pointing us to the Roman Empire. And we've heard this so much coming out of a lot of the prophecy circles since the days of the Jesus movement and Hal Lindsey and Left Behind and so forth. And much of the world today is looking for the revival of a European Roman Empire from which we will have the Antichrist and so forth. But again, if that is what the whole book of Daniel is talking about, Daniel 2 with the metallic statue, Daniel 7 with the four gruesome beasts,
We've been looking for the 10 nations to come together in Europe to form that confederacy. I mean, there's a whole scenario along these lines.
Right. And if the majority position, if the position that has been held by the vast majority throughout history is accurate, then that verse that says this book will be sealed until the end does not mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing. And so what I've been expressing to people is that when we look at this classic passage, this metallic statue, the Bible gives us some very clear criteria to identify that fourth empire. In Daniel 2:40, it says that when this empire rises, it will crush all of the others. And the others, of course, are Babylon, Persia, and Greece. And just for those, you know, modern minds that are not given to ancient history, just think Iraq, Iran, and Turkey and Greece. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, did the Roman Empire conquer Iraq, Iran, and Greece? And the answer is partially. It conquered part of Greece. It conquered the very, very edges of Iraq and Babylon, but it never even came close to Persia. And this is an essential thing. The Roman Empire does not meet the basic biblical criteria laid out to qualify as the fourth empire, but there is an empire that does.
But if what you're saying is true, then most of the scenarios I've read on the ones we've mentioned and the ones we haven't mentioned see the Antichrist and the Antichrist system coming out of Europe. If what you're saying is correct, and it sure sounds makes sense to me, that will not occur.
Well, exactly. And again, the imagination of the church is fixed. The prophetic end-time imagination of the earth today, of the church, is fixed on the Roman Empire, the EU, the European Union, and so forth. What I'm setting forth is an eschatology that is thoroughly Jerusalem, Israel, and Middle Eastern-centric. I'm trying to call the church back to a Middle Eastern mindset to recognize that this book that we look to understand the days to come, has always been an Eastern book. It's a Jewish book. And unfortunately, we here in the West, we Americans, We have a very American-centric mentality. We tend to even believe that the Bible was primarily written for Americans, and we tend to read our worldview into the pages of the Bible. And unfortunately, it wasn't written primarily for us. And so I'm calling people back to understand the centrality of Israel in the end time passages. All of the prophets are speaking about the coming of the Antichrist that will come out of the surrounding nations. They're called the Goy Sabib or the Goyim Sabib, the surrounding nations, the nations round about, and those are the nations round about Israel. They're all Islamic nations today, and they all bear that same anti-Semitic spirit that all of the previous empires carried with them, whether it be Babylon or Medo-Persia or Greece. They all carried the anti-Semitic, anti-Yahweh spirit, and they came against the Jewish people. It's exactly what we see throughout the Middle East today.
And you go on to explain Matthew 24, verse 10 to 13, the Greek actually says that something is going to happen in the end times that will cause the love of most to grow cold.
Well, exactly. Now, imagine this. Imagine that the overarching majority of the church is convinced that we're going to see the Antichrist come out of Europe, when in fact the Antichrist could very well be emerging right before our eyes in the Middle East, and I don't know who the Antichrist is now, but instead of looking to the East, you know, imagine this, Sid. The church is a city on a hill. Imagine an ancient city, an ancient walled city, and many in the church are called to be watchmen, watchmen on the wall. And what we have is we have hundreds of watchmen, and they're all gathered on the Western Wall. And there's a few people that are saying, watchmen, we need to bring some people over to the Eastern Wall. We need to balance this thing out. We need to be looking in all directions, considering all positions. And the majority of the church is saying, no, we know that the Antichrist comes from Europe. Is this not much different than the days of when Jesus came, the first time when Yeshua came? And the Pharisees were convinced that they understood eschatology, and as a result, they missed the coming of the Messiah.
Well, I'm told when people go through this 3-DVD series called Islam and End Times, 99% of the people, when they see it so clear on all the end time theology God's given you, they agree with what they've heard.
You know, I get emails and letters and so forth every day. And the thing that I hear over and over again is they say, Joel, you know, I got saved during the Jesus movement, and I read the late great Planet Earth, and that impacted me. When Israel became a nation, that was powerful. But since those days, I've become cynical, and I've turned away from a study of the end times. I've come to, you know, just get a skeptical, cynical perspective on these things. But when I heard you lay these things out, for the first time in 20 years, my heart was awakened, and I knew the things that you were saying were true. I bore witness in my spirit. It made sense. It was easy to understand. And I am stirred afresh to give myself to holiness and preparing for the coming of the Lord. I get emails like this constantly.
But let me give you my spin on the end times. There's one thing that I know for sure. What I know for sure is the popular scenario that most Christians have been taught. The one thing I know for sure is it's not correct. Now, I didn't know for sure what was correct, but I knew for sure that that wasn't correct. And that alone, when people look at those scenarios as if it's scripture, that's going to throw them off when things are very different in the end times.
It's a dangerous reality. And unfortunately, Sid, what we have today is we have many people that are very, very good students of their teachers. They're not always good students of the Bible. And we need teachers today that can teach the scriptures clearly, but who also call the people to be Bereans and to dig into the scriptures with a prayerful heart to understand and to look for and to ask the Holy Spirit to teach them about the things that are shortly about to take place on the earth. These events are real. There has to be a generation that would see these things. And again, because so much of the things in the book of Daniel and throughout the Bible are being opened up, that is proof that, in fact, we are living in the end times.
Well, one of the things I find fascinating is God directed you to live in the Middle East, and you studied Islam, you lived among Muslims, and you began to see similarities between what the Bible refers to as the Antichrist and what Islam refers to as the Mahdi, or their Messiah.
Exactly. When I began to study what Muslims believe about the end times, and believe me, I have literally read every book in the world that has been published in English on this subject, what I saw is that what Islam teaches about the end times is a perfect anti-parallel to what the Bible teaches. They have literally taken the biblical story about the end times, flipped it on its head. They've made their Antichrist into our Messiah, and they've made our Messiah into their Antichrist, vice versa. Everything that we look to as holy, they call blasphemy. Everything that we believe to be evil, they say is godly. When it comes to anti-Semitism, we see that as a mark of the Antichrist. They see that as a mark of the coming Messiah, the coming Islamic Messiah. In fact, Muslims actually teach that one of the marks of the Antichrist is that he will be followed by Jews, that he will be Jewish, and he will claim to be Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God.
Muslims claim he will be Jewish?
Yeah, they claim that the Antichrist will be Jewish. They call him Ad-Dajjal. So in Islam, their belief about the Antichrist, they call him Ad-Dajjal al-Masih.
So that's going to justify even more or add fuel to the fire for their anti-Semitism.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, numerous. When you read the Islamic books about the end times, it's a mixture of anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, the protocols of the elders of Zion, all of this anti-Semitic stuff mixed with end time things, mixed with all sorts of conspiracy theories are wildly popular throughout the Middle East.
And yet, what basic Quran Islam teaches is the opposite of what the Bible says about the Messiah.
Exactly. Not only the Quran, but the Islamic sacred traditions known as the Hadith.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we're out of time, but people must get these three DVDs called Islam and the End Times. I'm going to tell you what will happen. I promise you, when you listen to it, you'll say, for the first time, I understand the end times, making it available for a donation of $30 or more. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.